So, good evening, everybody. I've been holding off doing this podcast, I have to admit, because I wasn't really sure what to say, really. I think you're going to guess fairly early on what I'm talking about, but it's the dreaded coronavirus. And I thought it'd be just interesting. And to be honest, I couldn't not really do a podcast about it and how it's affecting us and how it's affecting everybody. And it's certainly the first time that the human, well, not the human race, but certainly this time, first time this generation has been faced with such a dilemma of what's happening. I'm sure all of you listening are having it affect your lives in many different ways. For me personally, it's obviously affecting lots of things, both in work and personal life. I'm recording this at home, so you can probably hear the patter of tiny feet upstairs as it's currently bath time here for little ones. So they're upstairs getting ready for bed. I've moved an office facility back home, so my work computer, which is an iMac, is at home and I've got it here in front of me. So I'm just catching up on some emails today. We've been prepping a boat for a handover on Thursday this week, which is an Axopar 28. And I've been down there today just going through it, PDIing it, checking it's all good, because hopefully, let's keep positive that we will still be able to hand the boat over. We shall see. So that's taken out a majority of the day. And as always, nothing goes quite to plan. The Balfourster battery's not charging, so that caused a bit of a delay. And we've had engineers on the boat today sorting that out. Thankfully, we've worked out what the issue is. Nothing too major, so that can be rectified. Had to be fueled and that type of thing. So it's almost ready for client, hopefully. I've just heard on the latest news that Boris Johnson's going to address all now at 8:30 2030 UK time tonight. So be interesting to see what that is. And I do fear it's probably going to be certainly talking about, if not implementing, a lockdown. So time will tell. So what's been going on the last couple of weeks for us, really? I mean, obviously, as everything's been so much so turning towards the corona and how it's affecting things, we've certainly seen a big change. So last week was fairly normal. I had a handover to do of a San Remo, and I will do a podcast about this up in Conway. So those of you who have listened to my podcasts a few ago now, I've forgotten how many I've done now, but a few ago, you'll have heard one where I did a interview with Chris Olson. We were doing a park exchange survey. So that actually resulted in us selling a San Remo 485 to a very nice client up there. And we handed it over last Thursday, arrived last Wednesday night. So the boat trucked up from Southampton. And I'll talk about this in a separate podcast, but it was really good. I went over Mark Taylor, who again has been featured on the podcast, and we did it all. But it was a bit of a somber mood. It was a really strange one. I mean, I keep saying to people, well, usually handovers are probably the best bit of the job, one of the best bits of the job. You get to hand the boat over to a client who's really looking forward to it, and it's done then, the deal's done. So you don't have to worry too much. But like I say, I'll talk about that in a bit more detail. So since then, we've had to take a view, really, with regards to our office and how we're going to staff it and what we're going to do in the office with regards to staffing. So we're trying to just keep one person in a day or every other day. So I was there today, my colleague Jamie's gonna be there tomorrow, and then probably I'll do Wednesday, and so on and so on. So yeah, it's just a really odd, really. I've been at 36 at the moment, I've never experienced anything like it. And I mean, no, none of us have we? It's something that just none of us have ever had to deal with, and what's right and what's wrong. So I thought I'd just break it down into how it's affecting work, personal life, and just try and break it down. So if I start on work life, how's it affecting us? Well, fairly obvious, really. No one's buying a boat at the moment. We've had, unfortunately, a couple of people pull out of deals, which isn't great. And I fully understand why. And it goes to show you how broad, really, our client base is. I mean, one client that we deal with, they're retired, but his wife has got some health issues, so they've pulled out of that deal. But another client who's involved in marketing industry, and he employs 60 people, and he was very honest. He said, Tom, look, you know, I really want to buy this boat, but I also have got 60 people's livelihoods to take into consideration, so I can't really be doing this at the moment. He does still want to buy the boat, which is really positive. And then in that sort of situation, I do believe that I've created a really good rapport with that client, and we will sell him that boat. As I said, we still did the handover last week. That deal was done and dusted. Brokerage wise, at the moment, we've not really got too much going on, if anything going on. We're trying to get some new listings, and I fear that we'll actually get a lot of listings coming up, because I think as people start to get worried about their businesses and livelihoods, they'll probably want to think about selling their boats. So that's bittersweet, really, because I don't want to see people selling their boats. But as I said in earlier podcasts, you know, the more boats we've got for sale, inevitably the more boats we sell. So that's quite that could all quite change. New boats, again, we're pushing. We've got some great opportunities at the moment for our EU clients. And I know that's, again, bittersweet with what's dreadful things that are coming out of Italy and France and Spain and all of the EU countries with regards to what's happening over there. But at the moment, I mean, when I checked the currency rates earlier on, I think the pound was down to 106, which it bounced back up early this week to 109. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was at 119. It's gone down to 109, went less than that last week, and it bounced back up. But I saw today it's back at 106 euros to the pound. But let me see what it is now, actually. Let's have a quick look on xc.com. Where are we this evening on that one? So yeah, where are we on xc.com? Looks like it tonight is 107, so it's picked up a bit from earlier on. So that's where we're really on brokerage. I mean, like I say, and work life, the office is closed really most of the time. But we are keeping one member of staff in there. We've just got a little visitor now. So I haven't actually introduced you to many of my, or any of my family, but we've got little Poppykin. So Poppy, how old are you?
4.
And what do you think to coronavirus?
Not good.
Not good. What does it mean at the moment for coronavirus to you?
Not good.
So Poppy isn't at school yet. She's due to start school in September. We'll see how that pans out. But at the moment, we're at home. We're keeping safe as a family. That's the most important thing. I will talk a bit more about work. Poppy, do you want to speak to everybody? I'm just doing one of my podcasts. Do you know Dad about Daddy's podcast? What's your name?
Poppy.
What's your second name?
Charlotte.
Probably Charlotte. What's your surname?
Poppy Will.
Poppy Wills, that's it. So we've got Poppy, she's 4, and then we've got Joseph and he's 6. So he's upstairs in the bath. He's actually been down with me this afternoon, helping on a couple of jobs. And he's 6 now, so he's starting to get pretty helpful, which is good. But he's still very much into lots of different things. But it's all good. So yeah, then on personal life, how's it affecting us on personal life? I mean, realistically, as I said, we've got a home office suite now at home. So I brought the office computer home and we're working from home. And it's juggling family life. So we are a young family. And what I'm trying to do is get up early, do some emails before those guys wake up. We're always quite fortunate that they do sleep relatively late, although at the moment they're waking up quite early, quarter to seven, which is not good. And I'm trying to get some work done prior to then. And as I say, today I've been down at the office. Tomorrow I'll probably be based at home. Sometimes I do find working from home is pretty good. I mean, in modern days now, with our online CRM, our Dropbox, our email, we can get it all there. One thing that we are doing more and more is our video conferencing. So even when we're at home, we can do video conferencing. Again, with family life, it's got its problems or limitations. The children love to get involved. And only last week, Chris Head and I were on a voice chat with his PA, Chloe. And that was quite funny because as quickly I was moving around the house, I was being followed by two little people. My wife was working that day. So it was quite ironic, really, that I sort of ended up in the back garden. Then I was out the front of the house. Then I was in the house. And I tried to keep my cool with them because they don't really understand. Let's face it, you know, the youngest ones, they don't understand it. And I was in the car earlier on with Joseph and he said to me, God, Daddy, why do they keep talking about Corona? Everything's Corona on TV, it's Corona on radio, it's Corona. And I feel for him that it must be quite hard for their brains to compute. Well, the other dilemma we've got in our personal life at the moment is we are midway through a kitchen dining room renovation. So we don't actually have a kitchen. So we don't have any oven, we don't have a sink, we don't have we do have a fridge because we've got a fridge in the garage. But at the moment we're sort of living camping in our own house, which is quite funny. And I'm sure, hopefully, in years to come, we'll look back on this as probably quite an interesting time of our lives, really. And we've got to try and just get through it and look after the children, look after the house, look after our family. Both Joanna and I have got elderly or slightly older parents, so we're keeping an eye on them and just making sure that that we're keeping an eye on them. My father, who you heard on my last podcast, and he's 76, I think, 77, something like that. So I don't know, however old he is. And I've told him under strict instruction, he's not allowed out of the house. They've got food provisions. But I'm sure, I'm talking about my personal situation, but I'm sure you've all got your own personal situations and how it's affecting your lives. And, you know, my thoughts are with everybody, really, and with everyone. And I suppose at these times of life, it does bring everybody together, bring communities together. We're surrounded where we live by older people, and we are keeping an eye on them. And our closest neighbour, we've actually been looking after him for probably 6 months now in one way and another. And bless him, he just doesn't understand the plot. He's been over tonight, and I'm trying to explain to him that he needs to keep his distance from me. He just doesn't get it. And it is quite sad. And I had to be quite harsh with him earlier and say, look, Nigel, you know, if you get this, it's not good news for you. And it is tricky. But we're positive, aren't we, Poppy? We're positive. We're going to get through this. I think that's one thing that the UK are very good at. UK people, the British people are very good at, is getting through dilemmas like this. And we will pull together, and we are pulling together. The main and people will keep wanting to buy boats. And we are going to do deals during this, I'm sure. And it amazes me what deals we're doing. My colleague Sophie's done a couple of deals lately, and they're still going through. So that's really good. Sorry about the noise. That's an ice cream spoon, ice cream and strawberries. So not necessarily great parenting skills at 10 past seven here in England before bedtime. But is it a good treat? What do you say to everybody?
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to sign off in a minute. But I do hope that this has given you a bit of a light on what's going on in our lives at the moment. And as I said, I hope in your lives it's going okay. And your businesses are being able to adapt. I had to go to a couple of building merchants earlier to pick up a few supplies for this kitchen. And it's incredible. You know, even the builders merchants are all sort of, you know, gloved up, and they've all got barricades at the tills, so you can't get too close. It's just crazy. I just can't believe this is happening. You know, if you go about 6 weeks, none of us would have forecast we'd be here then. But let's, as I said, all keep really, really positive. I'm going to get some podcasts done. I'm going to do perhaps one tomorrow with Mark Taylor. We're going to talk about some of our trips and get some in the diary, get some in the background for this, which would be really good. And I will keep checking in with you. Please do keep listening. I'm seeing my listen count go up day by day on Audio Boom. And I'm sure at the moment people have got time on their hands. So do have a listen. Make sure you drop me some feedback. As I always keep mentioning, go and look at my Instagram account, which is at @SantikaTom. Go and see what we're up to. Please keep in touch with us all. And best of luck to everybody who's facing a bit of adversity at the moment. I'm sure it'll be all right. Let's all keep positive. You know where to come when you want to buy a boat, whether it's now or in the future. And like I say, I'll give you lots more information coming up. And like I say, enjoy your evenings, guys. Go and pour yourself a glass of your favourite, alcoholic or non. Mine's been an alcoholic tonight, although it is a Monday. But I think the days of the week are going out the window at the moment, aren't they? That's my excuse. But we haven't got that much wine, so it's going to have to be rationed. And I'm the only one drinking at the moment in our house. More on that to come. But yeah, very exciting. So you're going to say goodnight to everyone, Poppy?
Good night.
Good night. So we'll speak to you again soon. If you've listened all the way through, thank you very much. I do really appreciate it. I am getting some really good feedback, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Thanks very much. Bye for now.